This is a commentation here from Michael Lauren. Mr. Lauren is currently, this is a phase one commentation here, and it's under the old policy. DOC number is 252177. He is currently serving a 10-year sentence for misconduct and violent weapons. He has a SED date of 12/4/24. He's asking for 3 years to be reduced in a reduction. If he is the 3 years, his earning his credit date would then be November 24th of 2020. Mr. Lauren states that he had been released from prison, and at the time he was just being bold, basically, and by being bold, he was carrying these weapons. According to the police department report, which states that in the pre-sentence report that in the late hours of April 24, 2014, several officers with the Tucson Police Department, along with special weapons and Texas unit SWATs, were conducting surveillance on the defendant and Michael Anthony Lauren for an unrelated matter. A high-risk stop was conducted in the 1200 block of East Irvington Road. SWAT officers, along with Tucson PD, began giving the defendant verbal commands, which he applied. Officers approached the defendant, and they observed two weapons inside of the defendant, Mr. Lauren's waistband. Officers arrested the defendant and took possession of the weapons. After further investigation, it was learned that one of the weapons, a .40 caliber Taurus handgun, had been stolen. The defendant was then transported and booked into jail. According to the defendant's statement, when he was released from prison, he still had a knucklehead mentality, which is why he felt like he should carry the guns. He said that 2 weeks prior to him being rearrested, he had met a nice young lady, got married to her, and she had a daughter, and that totally changed his life around. The presumptive for this sentence was 10 years, in which he received a 10-year sentence for the presumptive count one, possession of a prohibited weapon. The remainder of the counts and allegations in that case was actually dismissed. We do have a letter from the Pima County Attorney's Office, which objects to him getting an early release. It says in this case, pled guilty possession of firearm while having been a prohibited possessor. Mr. Lauren's second conviction, this was his second conviction of being a prohibited possessor. Father Mr. Lauren committed the offense while he was still on intense probation. That the court sentenced him to 10 years in prison, which is the lowest available term as negotiated in the plea agreement, because the court sentence is appropriate in this matter. The county attorney's office is asking Mr. Lauren's application for commutation sentence be denied. I also, after reviewing the report, find that he received the presumptive sentence in this case, as well as during the plea agreement, had any other allegation dropped. The maximum sentence he could have received was 12 years, and he received the 10-year sentence. He was on intense probation at the time that this happened, and this was his second arrest for being a prohibited possessor for a weapon. And at the time that he was arrested, he didn't have one gun, but he had two guns in his possession. So after reviewing the report and the information, I do not find that the sentence that Mr. Lauren received was excessive. Therefore, I'd like to make the motion that Mr. Michael Lauren not be passed on to a phase two commutation.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
That will conclude the hearing for Mr. Lauren at this time.
Thank you.